Welcome to Great Day Presents.
When you're down and out, lift up your head and shout. There's gonna be a great day.
Great Day Presents is a program of encouragement from Great Day Ministry.
Everlasting King, Jesus, Jesus, let the anthems ring. Praise Him, He is the great I Am. Blessing and honor be to the Lamb. Mighty and excellent is our great Savior. Gave His life to save. Jesus, Jesus, risen from the grave. Praise Him, for He will come again. Blessing and honor belongs to Him. To Him. Mighty and excellent. Great Savior, mighty and excellent is our great Lord. His splendor, His power, forever proclaimed. Mighty and excellent is His name.
Mighty and excellent
is our great Savior.
Mighty and excellent.
It's
Why is it when we're young, we always look forward to the future? But as we grow older, we constantly dwell on the past, trying to relive the good old days. The result? We often miss the great blessings God has in store for us right now. In his letter to the Corinthians, the Apostle Paul says, "Now is the time of God's favor. Now is the day of salvation. With each new day, give it your best and enjoy it now."
Completely brand new. good old days when I first met you. I remember the good old days. I'd share my faith every chance I could get. I'd carry copies of the spiritual law and lay them on everybody I met. I hadn't yet learned to put my faith on the shelf, that religion is personal, so keep it to yourself. I remember the good old days when I first met you. Good old days, but I can't afford to live in the past.
Oh, no, no.
So I'm working my image to raise. I've become sophisticated at last. Experience has shown me that my calling is clear. Critique the pastor's sermon, the theological hair. I can believe how I've grown. Oh, but I've become so mature since the good old days. Yesterday began a serious search. I should have known it, but I couldn't believe. The pastor told us that he was leaving the church. And now I know Satan's power to deceive. I realize that I'd become the head Pharisee. I'd help a lot of others become exactly like me. Lord, bring me back to the good old days.
Trying to figure it out, but the best that I could do
was to wander around in the love that I found until the questions started answering themselves. Singing
candy, candy, goody, woody, yes, candy, goody, woody, he did.
Can he
save me?
Could he?
Could he love me?
Would he?
Would he take me?
Did he?
Candy, goody, woody, yes, candy, goody, woody.
You say you don't know it's necessarily so, like somebody's early voice in a song.
You can think what you choose, but let me tell you the news. The Lord has loved you all along.
So if you're asking again, will the doubts that are in, simply trust Him and see for yourself.
Singing,
can he, could he, would he, yes, and can he, could he, would he, did.
Ooh,
can he save me?
Could he?
Could he love me?
Would he?
Take me to
really,
candy, goody, woody, yes, candy, goody, woody, he did.
Candy Goody Woody, he loved the same. It took me really.
Candy Goody Woody, yes, Candy Goody Woody, he did.
Let me tell you what my Savior did.
Candy Goody Woody, yes, Candy Goody Woody, Candy Goody Woody, yes, Candy Goody Woody, he did. Candy Goody Woody, yes, Candy Goody Woody, he did.
Woke up this morning, turned on my TV set. There in living color was something I can't forget. This man was preaching at me, yeah, laying on a charm, asking me for 20 with 10,000 on his arm. He wore designer clothing and a big smile on his face, selling me salvation while they sang Amazing Grace. Asking me for money when he had all the signs of wealth. I almost wrote a check out, yeah, but then I asked myself, would he wear a pinky ring? Would he drive a fancy car? Would his wife wear furs and diamonds? Would his dressing room have a star? If he came back tomorrow, there's something I'd like to know.
Can you tell me?
Would Jesus wear a Rolex on his television show? Would Jesus be political if he came back to Earth? Have his second home in Palm Springs, yeah, but try to hide his worth. Take money from those poor folks when he comes back again, and admit he's talked to all those preachers, say they've been a-talking to him. Lord, have mercy. Just ask yourself, would he wear a pinky ring? Would he drive a fancy car? Would his wife wear first time? Would his dressing room have a star? He came back to mind. Oh, that's something I'd like to know. Could you tell me, would Jesus wear a Rolex? Would Jesus wear a Rolex? Would Jesus wear a Rolex on his television show?
You are listening to Great Day Presents, a program of encouragement from Great Day Ministry.
Sinnerless to the loving call,
Thank you. is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my bed. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my bed. When I feel afraid, think I've lost my way, you're there right beside me. Nothing will I fear as long as you are near. Please be near me to the end. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a sign, and I will love you to the
When we think of a family, we often picture the traditional mother, father, and the kids. But ever more frequently, this is not the case. Literally millions of women are single moms, defying the odds, raising their children while trying to hold down a job and create a secure and happy home life for their young. Life can easily become overwhelming for a single parent trying to meet the demands of a maturing family. When we have the opportunity to reach out to a single mom, let's contemplate how God would have us help them as they struggle to overcome a world of challenges. Those moms need our prayers and support and deserve our thanks for giving us life and love.
Tell me again, Mommy.
You and me against the world. Sometimes it feels like you and me against the world. When all the others turn their backs and walk away, you can count on me to stay. Remember when the circus came to town and you were frightened by the clown? Wasn't it nice to be around someone that you knew? Someone who was big and strong and looking out for you and me against the world. Sometimes it feels like you and me against the world. For all the times we cried, I always felt that God was on our side. And when one of us is gone, and one of us is left to carry on, then remembering will have to do. Memories alone will get us through. Think about the days of me and you, you and me against the world. Thank you.
You've been listening to Great Day Presents, a program of encouragement from Great Day Ministry. Now, may God bless your day. And from Great Day Ministry, this reminder, with Jesus, every day's a great day.
There's no